G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Can I say happy Christmas to you? Because it's Christmas on Tuesday.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you.
And that leads us into our topic. It's about buying dogs for Christmas.
Yes.
If it's a good idea or not a good idea.
Yes. What do you think, Sean?
Well, you shouldn't just buy a dog for Christmas for the sake of it. It has to be someone who really wants a dog. And I wouldn't be surprising someone with a dog, I think. You'd want to make sure it's the right fit. So they need to understand there's a lot of responsibility with a dog. It's not just getting a great present on Christmas Day. So I think it can work, but only under the right circumstances.
And you know what? I'm totally on board with you. I think it can be a lovely present. And I've had friends that have given other friends a puppy or a dog for Christmas on Christmas Day. And it's been a beautiful, beautiful situation. I guess some of the things that people need to be mindful of is sometimes when we get a puppy for another person, we pick the pup that we most like. We fall in love with the puppy and go, oh, this will be right. But we, like dogs, all have our own personalities, and picking the dog that's going to best suit the person is really important. So some advice: go to a reputable breeder. Don't go to a backyard situation or to a puppy farm or to a pet shop. Really make sure that you've gone to somebody who knows what they're doing. Pick the personality that's like the person that you're giving them to. So if the person is high energy and runs all the time and you know, every 5 minutes they're off doing something else, that person's going to need a high energy dog. If it's a person that's pretty laid back, you know, can sit at their computer for 5 hours without breaking a sweat, get them a low energy dog so they've got that right kind of company. And one of the things that I would recommend is understand that that puppy is going to need food and vet treatments and vaccinations and, you know, training and all that kind of stuff. So make
sure. Can the owner afford all this and have the time as well?
Exactly. And maybe if you can, if your local area does a puppy preschool, maybe buy them a session so that they've got a good working chance to make sure that they're going to go all right. And also, think about the environment. You know, if you've got a person that hasn't had a dog for a while and they've got lots of nice antiques and all that kind of stuff, you know, be mindful. Puppies like to chew on things. And so just make sure that you've thought about the environment, the person, and the needs of the dog before you cross over that threshold so that everybody's happy. Because unfortunately, lots of dogs are given for Christmas presents and it doesn't work out. And the next minute they're at the RSPCA and everybody's got their full of dogs, so we don't want that to happen. But if you can, make sure you think of the owner, think of the dog, and think of the environment, and get them a voucher for some training so you set them up to win. So that would be my advice. And Merry Christmas. A dog's a great gift if you've thought about all those things.
Good on you, Joe. Have a great Christmas and we'll speak to you soon.
All right, have a great day.